This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. In the most rural parts of this rural state, it can be difficult or confusing to access social services when you need them. Add in mountainous terrain and winter weather that can linger for months, and you have a recipe for sometimes severe hardship. This is what a few Vermonters observed 9 years ago in several mountain towns around Londonderry, and they decided to do something about it. So they created Neighborhood Connections, a nonprofit designed to fill the gaps of social services and to help people navigate the confusing red tape of some agencies. Here to explain a little better what Neighborhood Connections is and does is Tricia Parody, the organization's executive director. She joins us from PEG TV in Rutland. Tricia, thank you and welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. And I this could take up 10 minutes, so we won't do that. But you have a lot of different things that you do at Neighborhood Connections. It's wide ranging. Can you just give us a little bit of a sense of what you provide?
Yes, we certainly do have a wide range. We're a community-driven organizations, and really we're here to meet the needs of the communities. We have sort of a three-prong approach to meet the needs of the rural mountain towns. We have a full-time social worker who's very skilled at navigating systems and knowing what services are available for support, such as things your basic needs, housing, heating, transportation, economic benefits, you know, short-term crisis supports, helping people find employment. I mean, the list goes on and on. We also have a registered community nurse advocate who's out in the community going into people's homes. She's performing assessments for individuals who want to stay in their homes for health and safety. She's advocating for medical supports and helps people navigate, you know, the intricacies of the healthcare system. She's providing guidance and coordinating a variety of services. And then our other part of community supports is through our community meeting space, which is called the Meeting Place. And this is really designed for bringing the community together, strengthening our community. We host different venues in the Meeting Place, you know, that whether it be health education, cultural activities, you know, we have clean and sober groups who use our space. We host AARP taxes. The list goes on and on. Tai Chi. We have programs on long-term care plan, understanding your credit score and why it's important. And the community tells us what they're looking for and what they need.
So in some ways, you're actually providing some services, and you also then connect people to other social services, whether they're, you know, countywide or town services or state services. So you're sort of doing all of this work to try to connect people to what they need. There must be something that prompted this organization to start, like a story. I mean, I imagine there were many stories, but there must have been things where you thought, this just can't work this way. We need a better system.
Sure, of course. Yes. So the organization is going to be entering their 10th year this coming year, and it was founded in 2009 by a local community physician, a nurse, a social worker, and a businesswoman who came together because there was a recognized need for coordinated and connected services for people in these rural mountain towns. You know, what the physician was finding is people were coming to her for you know, health-related issues, but they couldn't really sort of address those issues if their basic needs weren't being met, if they were worried about where they were going to live or whether they were going to have heat or whether they had access to food. And so that's really sort of where it started from. And it has just sort of grown since, you know, like I said, we're coming into our 10th year and we just keep expanding the programs that we have because we're really listening to what the community wants and needs.
And just so we have it out there, the towns that you serve are Londonderry, Weston, Andover, Windham, Windhall, Jamaica, Landgrove, Peru, and Bonneville.
Yes, we're on the, just looking at my list here, we're on the peripheral of three counties. So we serve towns that are in Windham, Windsor, and Bennington counties. And so we're spread out all over the place. I don't know if you mentioned Chester on there.
No, I didn't. Good. Okay, Chester yes. as well. And is part of the idea here that because you have these three counties that sometimes it can be hard for people to figure out exactly what services are available and where they're supposed to go for them and, you know, what they can and cannot receive?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, many of you who have been to these mountain towns understand that we're really 30 plus miles from any large, organizations who offer a lot of these services. And so the people in this community don't really understand what's out there. And oftentimes, I mean, we just had this huge storm hit and many people in these communities are without power and they don't know where to go to get help. And so we're really sort of coming together to say, these are the services available. This is how you sort of navigate and understand the services. And we're going to help get you those services because it can be confusing and overwhelming for people to navigate.
Is there one particular human story that you think helps illuminate the value of neighborhood connections?
I think that there's many, and I think that it's hard to sort of pin one down because of all of the things that we do. I think what's important to help people understand is that we're walking along with people where they are. We're meeting them where they are. And everybody's sort of story is a little bit different and unique. I think what I can say is, just to give you an example, our nurse who goes into homes, she's coordinated 13 life-saving emergency transports alone this year to medical care facilities, to individuals who might not still be with us if we didn't have that support. We've helped people sort of navigate what's available. And so it's really hard to pinpoint one story because everybody's story is unique and we're out there doing all of it, everything.
It's also interesting. I mean, one of the things that this makes this organization, it seems like, a little bit different is that you're not just geared towards one type of person or one type of need or one type of social service. I mean, you mentioned like Tai Chi or figure out your taxes or finances. It really seems like something that you're designing to be accessible for all people in these communities to feel like they can participate and be a part of and sort of not segregate people by need.
That's exactly right. That's why, our eligibility criteria is really sort of non-existent in some ways, because we want to be able to help everybody in the community, regardless of their economic status, financial hardships. We have people from all economic statuses coming to our agency for supports. It can take one day for your life to completely change, and we're there to help everybody.
That's Tricia Parody, Executive Director of Neighborhood Connections. It serves the towns of Londonderry, Weston, Andover, Windham, Windhall, Jamaica, Landgrove, Peru, Bonneville, and Chester. We have a link at vpr.net. Tricia, thank you so much for talking with us about it.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having us. And you can go to our website and learn more about our organization at neighborhoodconnectionsvt.org.
Good. And we'll put a link up to that at vpr.net.